You know, I got a very disturbing message from a young boy in our congregation who said a fella at his local public school thought that the Xbox 360 was cooler than Jesus. Well, I told this fella, his name's William Thorncastle, a member of our congregation, to pose these 10 questions to his unsaved friend. Number 1, can the Xbox 360 turn water into wine? Number 2, can the Xbox 360 fly? Number 3, can the Xbox 360 burn millions of people in hell because they don't accept it as their Lord and personal Savior? Number 4, can the Xbox 360 endure a virgin birth? Number 5, can the Xbox 360 survive after having enormous rusty spikes hammered into it? Number 6, can the Xbox 360 walk on water? Oh heck, I bet it doesn't even float. Number 7, can the Xbox 360 effortlessly fling a 50-ton slab of granite off the entrance to a cave? Number 8, can the Xbox 360 watch you masturbate? I'm sure it will help millions of youngsters shim-sham their tallywhackers because it delightfully accepts dirty videos, but it's not going to sit there out of concern while it watches you commit the sin of personal abuse, and it isn't going to try to cry tears of love and forgiveness as you get up to find a paper towel afterwards. And number 9, can the Xbox 360 forgive you of your sins and offer you eternal life with an all-expenses-paid trip to heaven, and even throw in a free mansion with a driveway made of solid gold? Number 10, can the Xbox 360 lead a real army of godly Christians into the final battle of Armageddon and slaughter millions of people until the earth is covered with flesh and blood? I'm sure your unsaved friend there, William, will think twice about comparing Jesus to his Xbox 360 after you present him with these questions. As soon as you see him even slightly contemplate his eternal security, I want you to rush in at that moment of vulnerability and present him with a plan of salvation immediately. Get him to confess Christ as a Savior, throw him in the trunk of your parents' car, and dump him off in front of their local Baptist church. They'll take care of the rest.